Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, it's billed as the ultimate human race. The 98th Comrades Marathon takes place this Sunday with more than 22,600 runners. But beyond the grit and the glory, the Comrades is also big business. It injects millions into the local economy, it boosts tourism, and puts KwaZulu-Natal, for one day at least, really in the global spotlight. Yet not everyone is running towards the finish line always with enthusiasm. There are always concerns about infrastructure strain, security costs, and I guess whether all communities benefit equally. Joining me now is Prasheen Maharaj, who is president of the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Prasheen, a very warm welcome, and let's start with that headline number, over 22,000 runners. What is the estimated economic injection this year?
Jeremy, thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, I think where the economists are predicting in the city, directly about 235 million rand on the Comrades event itself, and then indirect expenditure from transport, accommodation, spending in restaurants, etc., is about 630 million. So, and that also supports during the event about 1,800 jobs.
The challenge, of course, is always to convert those tourism rands into repeat tourism and longer term investment. Is that a little bit more difficult?
Yes. Jeremy, as you know, the Durban economy has been a little bit volatile since COVID-19, because it wasn't just COVID-19, it was the looting and rioting and then the floods. And we're still struggling to get that infrastructure back where we can confidently market ourselves to tourists both locally and globally. So yes, it is a challenge. It's an infrastructure challenge, and we're working very hard with the local government and the assistance of the presidency through the presidential Etqueni working group to get this level of permanency that the tourism industry so desperately needs.
Let's talk a little bit about that infrastructure, and you rightly point to it as a difficulty, particularly around transport and safety. Is there a concern maybe that the marathon itself, the event, is outgrowing what the region can reliably support? Does that worry you?
No. The city itself is a massive city. You know, as I said, I'm in Portugal currently, and the entire country is the size of KZN. And so we don't have a space problem. I think when you look at the level of safety, General Mkhwanazi has been lauded a hero in this province for the way he's tackled the crime. And I think the police, the city police, and other private security guards will take care of that. Where the challenge becomes is infrastructure. So it's roads, it's water and sanitation, it's electricity. Those are the major concerns, you know, and those largely emanate from two reasons. One's the flooding in 2022, and secondly, the backlog in infrastructure maintenance.
Prasheen, the race, as we know, spans two cities. How coordinated are Durban and Pietermaritzburg in ensuring that local businesses right across the route actually benefit from the influx of visitors?
So I think in terms of the event itself, there's a steering committee and both the cities are involved, and there is good coordination around the event itself. Jeremy, however, the problem I have as an entrepreneur and as the president of the chamber is that I don't think there's enough wider engagement with the business community to ensure that the small and micro businesses benefit from the chamber. Because when I became president, I said we need an entrepreneurial revolution. So that entrepreneurial mindset is not there. And I think that's something we need to work on, because I believe that 600 million rand of GDP created through indirectly can be more than double if more individuals are involved in taking part of the opportunity.
And I think that's an excellent point that you raise. The bulk of the spending obviously then concentrated in hospitality, but not, as you're suggesting, filtering down to township or informal traders. So that entrepreneurial spirit that that you want to create to make sure that there is more of an equitable spread, how do you do that?
So I think for me, I think we mustn't really go with a begging bowl to government as business. That's why we, with the Durban Chamber, we've just created the Uplift Hub. It's for really, really small businesses, self-employed people really in business. So we want to create all the support mechanisms, but we need the support of the large corporates to come in, not necessarily with money, but as mentors, as creating opportunities on the supply chain, etc. For me, I think supply chain opportunities, Jeremy, are the lowest hanging fruit because there's no money involved. You just need to give the people an opportunity to provide a service.
And Prasheen, do you think there is an appetite among bigger companies to do that?
You know, I met with Anglo-American Zimele, and there's a massive appetite from a company like that. And the few others like FNB have their enterprise development programs. But I think it's few and far in between. I think what we need to do is to get all of corporate South Africa really behind creating an entrepreneurial revolution. Because when one looks at the most successful economies in the world, 70% of the jobs in those economies are created by SMMEs. In fact, Adrian Gore recently said, it's only SMMEs can create the jobs because large corporates can only move as a function of GDP. And you know, our GDP is 1% or something slightly above 1%. So corporates and government is already bloated, can't create the jobs. So the corporates need to understand it's only the supporting SMMEs that we can turbo boost this economy.
Let me just widen the scope slightly and in conclusion, looking at the regional economy perhaps a little bit more broadly, are there lasting legacy benefits from the Comrades Marathon, or do you think it's just a once a year bump that fades very quickly?
I mean, remember, as much as this is a one-day event, I think of the planning that goes into this event. I think for us, it puts Durban on the tourist map. So as much as people come here for that 3 or 4 days or 5 days during Comrades, but the whole world looks at Durban as a possible tourist destination, I think, because of mega events like the Comrades Marathon. And that's the other thing we've been trying to do. We have the Durban Comrades, we have the July Handicap, you know, the Durban July Handicap. And those are the two mega events in Durban. But I think we need to have 4 or 5, because when I look globally at the tourist meccas in the world, what separates them from people like the cities in Durban is that they have a number of mega events throughout the year. And I think these mega events is what creates the legacy to have tourists 365 days a year. And a city like Durban can, because we have over 300 days of sunshine per year. I think, yes, these things do have a legacy effect.
And Prasheen, given that you're talking to me from Portugal, I take it that you're not running the race on Sunday. We'll forgive you this time, but maybe next year, right?
Yes, I will certainly try, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Prasheen Maharaj, who is president of the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.